reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow us." Jesus replied, "Do not prevent him. There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me. For whoever is not against us is for us." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
For those of you that are new to Koryezu, or even this evening coming for the first time, a very warm welcome to you. For those of you who have been coming for a while, good to see you again. Regardless, it's weird to hear I'm leaving, so goodbye. If you're new here, you're like, I don't care. For those who don't know and don't have context, I've been assigned as vocation director and as director of the House of Discernment here in the Rectory of St. Robert's for the last 3 years. And so for the last 3 years, save, I think it was 7 or 8 different times where retreat or conference or obligation pulled me away, I've been here on Wednesday nights with so many of you, so many faithful brothers and sisters in Christ, united in our common desire for him, for the Lord who comes to us in his real presence, who comes to us in the mercy of his sacrament of confession, and who comes to us in the source and summit of our faith in this Eucharistic liturgy. So for me particularly, I have a warm spot in my heart for this community because I was one of the first members of this community. I lived with Father Luke in this house and 3 other men. We slept on cots in the living room because the rest of the house was uninhabitable. One of the men was dating somebody, one of the men wanted to be dating somebody, and one of the men didn't really know why he was there. So it's basically the house still today. Save the dating. We got that rule down. But we lived there in cots, and we spent that first summer, in the summer of 2012, tearing out carpet. If you've met Father Luke Strand, he makes me seem docile and quiet. He has quite the energy. So it would be like 10 o'clock at night, and he's like, "You know what we should do? Let's paint the upstairs." And you're like, "Okay." So we painted, and we tore carpet, and we built the chapel, and Koryezu began at UW-Milwaukee at the Newman Center. In those first weeks, 3 people came, or 10 people came, and the next week, 7 people came, or 6 people came. But within the course of that first year, you could see that it was not our own doing, but the Holy Spirit's work. And very quickly, it moved here to St. Robert's Parish, where it has continued unaltered since 2012. And so to sort of have been there in the beginning weeks of it, now to have sort of overseen it for these last 3 years, it's been a great gift to me. I think one of the most beautiful parts of this community is how dynamic it is. When I returned from studies the last few summers, there are so many faces that I don't know and I look forward to meeting, faces that have faded away and faces that return from time to time. And so this is not so much a parish as it is an apostolate and the work of the Holy Spirit. And so I entered into it with great zeal, great desire, and I found it very taxing and very challenging, but in a very beautiful way. And I think the reading from James today is a strong reminder for each one of us, brothers and sisters, of the impermanence of our own lives and the need for our humility in our own plans. The need for humility in our own plans. I remember attending the first Vocation Directors Conference that August, and as a workshop for new directors, and there was this sort of prayer period where we read this prayer, and it was like, "I am not the fruit of my work." And I was like, geez, like, how hard is it? But there's something so hidden about doing vocation work, of trying to sort of like walk with other people, that you want to sort of grasp at it. So I love that the image that we have in our first reading today is this image of a puff of smoke, because I think so often that's what the ministry has felt like, something that is just passing like mist or smoke or vapor that you can barely put your hands around. And I think for that, friends, that is why it has been the greatest joy, is because it has helped teach me in my priesthood to really let the Lord work, to really let the Lord's work be done and his will be done. Now that's borne out in an ecclesiological dimension. It's borne out in the church, in the seminary, in my ministry, in the vocation office. It's borne out in these things. But I think the clearest thing that's been made known to me is that it is God's work and God's hand that is at the plow. And so I just offer my apologies to any of you, any way in which I have gotten in the way of God's work in your life. Those are sins that I'll have to carry to my final judgment and make atonement for. But at the same time, it's been a beautiful invitation for me as vocation director, as director of the House of Discernment, as someone who is sort of so immersed in this community with all of you, to really learn to embrace a posture of humility and dependence on God. As we hear in our first reading today, if the Lord wills it, we shall live to do this or that. All those who do so boast in arrogance, but the one who knows the right thing to do, this is the one that we are to be. Not the one who knows the right thing and abhors it, but the one who knows the right thing, the Lord's will, and is able to fulfill it. And so we see this beautiful compliment in our gospel today from Mark, of Jesus sort of expanding to the disciples this understanding of what community and mission means. Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and Jesus replied, do not prevent them. There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me. He expands their vision, friends, of what community and mission means. And this would be my final word to all of you, that Koryezu, though beautiful and solemn and reverent and quiet and hidden and dynamic and joyful and exuberant in so many ways, all of these things and yet none of these things alone, it is simply, as an apostolate, just a part of our lives. Jesus is expanding our own understanding of what community and mission means to help us to learn to transcend what is just merely a human boundary. And I think this is the great lesson that he offers to us in his gospel passage today, that we can find ourselves so solidly set on what our own expectations of what the Messiah's work will be, or who he will reveal himself to be, or how he will make his plan manifest, or how we are called to participate in it. But as we hear in the letter to James today, friends, it is our lives, just this, a puff of smoke, mist, vapor, passing. As we hear from the psalmist, it is the mountains that melt like wax before the Lord. And I think in so many ways, just in these 3 years of ministry, it has felt simultaneously long and very short. That the real gift of Koryezu is the gift of each one of you, because you multiply exponentially any of the things that I myself or any of my brother priests might be able to do. That you can go forth having received his presence and become the real presence in the lives of those that you meet. And that it goes far beyond just the boundaries of what this is. This is why the community thrives. It's not so much what is happening here, it is who it has begun to attract over the last decade and what you are all bringing into it. This symbiotic relationship of your life, your work, your discernment, your struggles and fears and doubts, your joys and triumphs, all of these things which you do with the mark of Christian on your lips and in your heart, this is what carries the spirit of Koryezu, heart of Jesus, so abundantly into our communities. And so we see this sort of very narrow vision that the apostles have today. Lord, we see them use your name and perform these great works. And the Lord says, those who do so in my name. Friends, the best thing that you can do to continue to bear the fruit of this apostolate forth in this diocese and in our community is to let what you receive initiate what you become. That as you go forth to do so, as ones who are so convicted by Christ's heart which burns for you. And so my final promise for all of you is just that, my prayers and my love for all of you, and that my heart will always burn for you in this community. I'm not moving to like Siberia, I'm moving to Brookfield. So I'll still be here for confessions from time to time. Don't be surprised if we have dancing at St. John Vianney soon enough. St. Stan's community, beware, right? But just to know in a very deep and abundant way, this is not my work, this is not your work, this is the Lord's work, for we are in his house, and we become what we receive every time that we step forth into his holy sanctuary.